Yeah, we'll say. Next week, Bezu Shem, will be the last week. And I think at the end of Shir, we'll just discuss the details of, we might need to double up a little bit. So hopefully by the end of Shir, everyone will be here. And we could confirm the talk. What? The plan I was thinking of is giving one Shir at 11. To like 12:15, then go to lunch, and have another share, 1 to 2:30. So to do that, maybe Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday would be the final share. I know. Tuesday is the fast day, right? It's true. Tuesday is the fast day. We can do it Monday and Wednesday if you want. We could talk about it. That we could talk on Monday of whether we should have the double on Tuesday or the double on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, July 4th. And hopefully by then we'll have 24 packets, Bez Hashem. And I'll hopefully by then give you out the Shailas L'Chazara. And also a Bechina. If those that want to take a Bechina, I recommend you also go to Rav Shechter's Shir, but if you want to take the Bechina here, you could, you could take the Bechina for, Smicha credit as well. Okay. The topic of today's Shir, in Yoni Tzuras HaPesach, Part 5. And the topic is Achzuke Tikra. The basic discussion that we're going to have today, Bez Hashem, is the question of whether a Tzuras HaPesach needs to be made L'Shem Tzuras HaPesach. Say, for example, you want to use various physical objects which have the same shape as a Tzuras HaPesach for a Tzuras HaPesach, but they were not constructed for that purpose. Say, like on a bridge. So the bridge has a, on top of the bridge, you have a mamash, a Tzuras HaPesach, top of the bridge, in the middle there, goes up and forms mamash, like a kippah, right? Like a Tzuras HaPesach. So, would that count as a Tzuras HaPesach? Or do we say, well, that wasn't made for a Tzuras HaPesach. That was made to support the bridge. That wasn't made L'Shem Pesach. Or even the telephone poles could be questionable. Because we've been discussing the telephone poles. And we're saying, well, if it's Menatzad, that's a question. If it's Al-Gabayhem, then that's okay. And then we discussed that even if it's Al-Atzad, you can knock in a 10th Fachim on the bottom, or, But, what's the story with Tzuras HaPesach's that were not made the same Tzuras HaPesach? In other words, we're like sometimes in the front of a bunk. You have the bunk is protruding out, and there's a roof, right? And the roof has beams coming down from it. So do we say that could you carry on the porch of the bunk? Because it's full of Tzuras HaPesach. Say, for example, this, what do you call scaffolds? Yeah. In front of the library, right? So, what are those? At first glance, those are what? Those are a bunch of Tzuras HaPesach. So, right? You have the roof thing, and then you have poles. So should we count that as a Tzuras HaPesach? Would we say, no, that wasn't made as a Tzuras HaPesach. That was made for a different purpose. Or like the case by the bunk. The poles on the roof is to hold up the ceiling. Like over here. Well, here we're indoors, we don't need it. But say, for example, we'd be outdoors now. Say there would be no walls around here. Would we say that, hey, let's, inside, in the middle here, you have a four Tzuras HaPesachs. Here's a lechi. Now, these lechis clearly were not made to be a Tzuras HaPesach. They were made either lanoi or to help support the ceiling, etc. And that's literally what's called lachzuke tikra, to hold up the roof. So that's the question at hand: is something that's made lachzuke tikra, is that a good Tzuras HaPesach, or is that not a good Tzuras HaPesach? So the original sugya, there are two sugyas that we have to look at. A sugya in Erevin and a sugya in Menachos. So the sugya in Erevin discusses the famous Lechi HaOmed Me'elov. That's one of the Yalkagams. Right? One of the Yalkagams is Lechi HaOmed Me'elov, meaning you have a Lechi that no one put up L'shem Lechi, and it's just standing there. I'll give you an example. Like we were discussing the driveways, like in Brooklyn. So a lot of times, what do you have in the driveway? At some point, is what? What do you call those? Not the lamppost, the gutters. What are they? You know what I'm talking about?
Leaders.
What?
Leaders.
What is that for the water? In other words, there's a metal. A metal piece that mamish looks like a lechi that goes on the side of the, you know, just in case of water.
It goes from the garden, it goes through the leader.
Right, if there's water that. So maybe if you'd want to carry in the driveway. So our minig is we put up a Tzuras HaPesach, but meikar adin, maybe two lechis, kedin chatzah would be good. So what if you have one of these metal leaders on one side, another metal leader on the other side. So you have two lechis. But these lechis weren't made for Hilcha Shabbos. They were made for the, you know, for the accumulation of water. Yeah, so wherever it is, if some could be in the beginning, in the middle, so you can count, you know, at least you'll be able to carry up to that area. So, but they clearly wasn't made l'shem lechi. So that's a lechi ha'omed me'elav. So that's the question. Itmar. Lechi ha'omed me'elav. Abayi omar havi lehu. Havi lechi. That it is a good lechi. And Rava omar lo havi lechi. Now we know, normally, we always paskin like what? Like Rava. Right? Against Abayi. But in the Yalkagam, we paskin like what? Like Abayi. What? That's a question. What the lamed of lechi omei me'elav is? Lechi omei me'elav is it? The different shitas in Rishonim. What the lamed is? But definitely one of the shitas is that it's lechi omei me'elav. So Rava Omar lo havi lechi. So Rava says no good. So the Gemara says like this: Heiched de lo samchina alei me esmal kuli amba lo pligi de lo havi lechi. In other words, if, even though you didn't put it up, but before Shabbos, you had kavana that it should be your lechi, then the Gemara says, for sure, that's then it's a machlokas. If you were not samchin in alei, if you didn't have in mind, kuli alma lo pligi de lo havi lechi. Kipligi hechid the samchina le measmol. Abayom havi lechid the samchina le measmol. Rava Omer lo havi lechi came into mikara lava daite dehachi avida lo havi lechi. But then so that was what the Gemara's thought originally. And then the Gemara said, "Kasal kadaitav ki hechi de pligi belechi pligi nabi mechitza." That maybe just like by a lechi is a machlokes if lo samchin in Allah, so too by mechitza. Then the Gemara says, "No, Ella skip mechitzas kuli amal pligi de havi mechitza." So when it comes to mechitzas, if you have a real mechitza, then everyone agrees that that's a mitzias of having a mechitza. Ki pligi belechi. So again, machlokes is when the lo samchin in alay. So Abai says it doesn't matter that you were lo samchin in alay, but lechi is mishum mechitza, and mechitza is suim elah havi mechitza. And right. What? The machlokis is what? No. The machlokis is heched the samchinan is kule alma heched the samchinan leimes again heched the lo samchinan leimes will kule alma lo pligi lo avilechi he pligi heched the samchinan leimes. Right. So ki pligi hecha the samchin alei meesmo. Then the Gemara thought that maybe that should be the same thing by a mechitza. Then the Gemara says no. Mechitza is called the amalo pligi to have a mechitza. Mechitza is there's no shayla. Ki pligi bilechi. Ki pligi bilechi. Abai l'tamei d'omer lechi mishum mechitza. So if lechi is mishum mechitza, so then you have your lechi. Mechitza isu meleh havi mechitza. And rov l'tamei domer lechi mishum heker. You have either b'yadayim havi heker, you lo havi heker. Huh? Yeah. So it comes out like this. It comes out that we hold like Abaye that lechi is mishum mechitza. So therefore, mechitza asuya. Lechi omid me'elav is good. Is he saying now? One second. Is the pshat in the Gemara now only when lo samchinen or samchinen? You have a Rambam here? Hilcha Tzayin Chav Beis Moed. Rambam. The Rambam's on the table? Yeah. Thank you. Here, Rambam writes, "Mechita medes meale havi arezuk sheira, mechita nasas b'shabes reiv mechita, etc." That's by mechita. And this is Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Chav Beis. Lechi a bolet midof nishlamova kosher, velecha omeid me'elam, somcho lo mikodem Shabbos kosher. So the Rambam writes beferish that you were somcho le me'erv Shabbos. So it's only good if it's somcho le me'erv Shabbos. Yeah. So you some chale. Abayim havi lechi. Yeah. He pligi with some chale. The kaimelon kabai. Some chale kaimelon kabai. Okay. Good. So that's by a lechi. Now the Gemara in Menachos. Those that are learning Menachos. A lot of gimel of a base. Amar Rabba Bar Shila Amar Vchista Achsadra Ptura Min HaMezuzo Lufi She'en Lo Ptsim. So what is an Achsadra? Achsadra is like a little awning in front of your house, and it's sort of like what these bus stops look like today. You know? It's like a ches with a roof, like one of these bus stops. So the shaila is, do you have to put a mezuzah going into the porch there, into that sort of bus stop looking area in front of your house? So is it chayv a mezuzah or not? So I'm of chista achsadra p'tur min hamezuzah lefi she'en la p'tsimin. Here's the p'tsimin chayiv. The chizik tikru hu davidi. Hachi gomar. Afal pi she'ish la p'tsimin p'tur she'en asuyim lechizik tikru. So even if it has p'tsimin, even if it has special Tzuras HaPesach, but that Tzuras HaPesach is just there to give chizuk to the tikra, so it shouldn't fall, because it's not a special Pesach that's made. You can come in because it's made, it's open, but that's not a special Pesach that's made. So anything that's made, the configuration of that looks like two poles and a right. So that's only made to maxi. To maxik the tikra. What?
The tikra is the top. I mean, there are two poles.
The two poles. So the Gemara says it's pater min hamezuzah. So this is the yisod that the Gemara tells us in Menachos that achzuki tikra is not chayiv in mezuzah. So say for example you would have awning in front of your porch, by your porch, and the awning has the protrusion, and it has a pole, two poles on the outer sides of the awning holding up the awning. So even though one could have said, hey, that's a Tzuras HaPesach, nonetheless, we say no, that this whole Tzuras HaPesach was only made lachzuke tikra. If you have another Pesach there that's not Lachzuki Tikra, then that, say, below, there would be some Surah of a Pesach that's not Lachzuki Tikra, so then you would be Chayv Mezuz on that. But on these things, it's Lachzuki Tikra, so you're Potter Mi Mezuzah. Okay. Now we have to see how much we could extrapolate from this halacha by mezuzah to the halacha by Tzuras HaPesach. So take a look now in the next page, on page 3, Erevin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. That's the famous Gemara of Pischei Shimoi. Pischei Shimoi. My Pischei Shimoi, Plige Bar Rav Rechumi v'Rav Yosef. The Pischei Shimoi are not Chayiv in Mezuzah. So what are these Pischei Shimoi? Chadamar Deleisim Hu Shikfi. Says Rashi Shikvi, Mezuzah shenechlatzu avneihem mikan u'mikan, even yotzeis ve'even nechneses, ve'ein zu tzuras ha-pesach. In other words, basically, you have stones. In other words, the doorway is consisted of stones jutting in and jutting out. It's a jagged doorway. Jagged doorway. Bricks jutting in, bricks jutting out. So Rashi says that's Leislu Shikfi, that's part of Mezuzah. The implication from Rashi is that if the bricks would not be jutting in and jutting out, they would be even, then there would be a Chiyuv Mezuzah. However, the Ritva says a different pshat. The Ritva on page 4 says like this: My pischei shimoi pligibar rachumi v'raver Yosef chadam adaleis u'shikli peir she'ein sham tikun mezuzas menatzad u'dulo kepeir shrashizal. Yeah. So the Ritva says that what it means is that even if the stones would be even, but since there's no special piece as a doorpost, it's just the end of the wall, but there's no special piece of a doorpost, there's no chiyuv of a mezuzah. Whereas Rashi's mashma that it's jagged, that's why there's no chiyuv. But if there would be straight, even though there's no extra door piece, extra post, extra vertical posts, it would be still be chayiv, because the fact that the stones are straight. Masha Ein Kein, the Ritva says that, no, even if it would be straight, then what? But if there's no special post, you're not chayiv in mezuzah. Now, this could be very, very relevant halacha lemaisa, because a lot of times we have doorways. The classical doorway that we have today that would be similar to the kippah case, right? Everyone here who lives in the Heights in the living room has an arched living room, right? Not Yechiel, but everyone else does, right? And or in other houses that you live in, they have archways. Now, the way archways are generally built today, there's no special post. So, are you chayiv in mezuzah or not? Right. Going to one Amora. So if you assume that you need shikfi, If you assume you need shikfi, so our doors are not even yotzeis for even nichnas. They're pretty smooth. So they lechora would fulfill Rashi's requirement, but the Ritva's requirement perhaps is not being fulfilled because there's no special posts. So comes the Mishkanos Yaakov on page 5 in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel. And he says, Ve'isi laharech ulvayer ol bezeh besugis hashas v'din pischei shimoi v'kama pratim sheish behem kama nafkusa ladinik ha-shayira ha-ma'ayim. They begmar b'din pischei shimoi iflagu rav rechumi v'rav yosef chadamar deleis le'shikvi v'chadamar deleis le'tikra. Peish Rashi shikvi mezuzu shanel chatsu avneim mikanu mikan evin nichnes evin yotzis. Dein botzu es ha-pesach. Kagavna kosef hatosis benochas, etc. Kakos of Rosh. Mashmal de Vram, she ilu hishva prea kosel, tlote evin nichneses, nidonim petzima kosel, mishum tsuras apesach. According to Rashi, as long as it's straight, that would be good. Aval haritva kosef de lo mashma came mesechas benochas, el a perish shayamid mezuzas min hatzad, vchein perish moro hu hara'o. So says the Mishkanos Yaakov, vfi ani es daiti gam stimas Divrei HaRambam. But the Mishkanos Yaakov wants to make a union between the Ritva and the Rambam. He wants to claim that the Rambam writes in the packet that there are what, like 10 conditions, right? That's what the Rambam says. Asara Tanoim, the next page. Perek Vav Halach Av. Yesh Vabayis. You have to fulfill 10 conditions in the house in order to be chayiv in mezuzah. So the Rambam writes, "Shetiyena lo shtei mezuzos v'yelo mashkof." V'chak kosef shetei lo tikra. Mashma mezuzah mashkof hu nichlal l'dayto zal b'chal shikvi. K'mo shemetzino b'mikra shtei mezuzos v'al mashkof. Man da'omer d'leis le tikra hu mefarish kipshuto shusover d'bayis. So he says that the Rambam requires that it should be a tikra, right? And he requires that there should be shtei mezuzos and a mashkof. So he's assuming, Mishkanos Yaakov, that the mashkof is not a tikra, meaning that you need a separate piece for the mashkof. In other words, like over here, with a separate piece here. It's not, in other words, they don't have to have the separate piece, they could have just used the wall here, right? But there's a separate piece here. There's a separate piece here. It's not just the wall came to the end. There's a separate piece here.
So you don't come in and
that's right. Also, right? Meaning like the Shitas HaRitva. But he's saying that you see that the mashkov is a separate piece, right? It's not just it's not just the tikra. There's a special din tikra and a special din mashkov. So hu adinami, the end of the wall is not an automatic mezuzah. It means you need separate pieces as well. So according to this, all the regular living rooms that people have. 9 out of 10 in a big home, right? 9 out of 10 of these big homes that people have, the living room has some type of curvature that does not have that extra piece.
Anywhere.
Right?
Not on the top.
Not on the top nor the sides, right? The standard, you know, in Brooklyn and Queens and wherever, Edison, wherever it is. Yeah. So Minhag Yisrael is we follow Rashi and we put mezuzahs there. But a real purist, Rav Soloveitchik, but the bracha he won't make anyway because there's no door. But I was told by several sources that Rav Soloveitchik's own practice was not to put up a mezuzah on the archways that didn't have any extra pieces. The Ravan Kotel, I think, was related to. One second. And then I asked Rav Schechter about it once. He said he thought he also might have heard it. And then he told me, I don't want to say the name, but a special prominent Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, he said, who had them on, took them off. And so Rav Schechter's comment was, you know, I don't know if you had to take them off, but like if you're a real purist, you know, you're a Rambam. Well, my stomach's not baltosid because if it's not chayiv, it's like if I put a mezuzah on this in the middle of the wall. The only shayla is it a bizoyim? So some poskim hold that it's that if you're not chayiv, you're not supposed to put it up. Or Moshe has a tshuva where he's making on that. But there is svar to say that if you're not chayiv in mezuzah, it's just to hang a mezuzah up. So.
What about the opposition of the other shita?
Right. So it depends. But if you're not necessarily, if you're a real Rambam person, then. Yeah, but the Rambam, if the Rambam was very strong one way, then. What? Okay. I don't know, is it. I'm not convinced that the Diak is such a great Diak. It could mean. It could mean, like the Mashkov, it could just mean that it doesn't go up to the ceiling, there's a drop. In other words, the normal way that people hold for a Mashkov is that like over here, there's no Mashkov because here the poles go all the way to the ceiling. There's no drop in the ceiling. So. Right. We'll see. That's how some learn the pshat in the Rambam. Yeah. And so the Mishkanos Yaakov is very into this. And to him, this is all part of the concept of Lachzuki Tikra. In other words, he puts this all together with the concept of Lachzuki Tikra, meaning that if it's not made L'Shem Pesach, it's Lachzuki Tikra. I believe he puts them together here in this piece. He quotes the Ritva later on. And he says, you need mezuzos miyuchodos L'Shem Pesach. And then in the last paragraph, Yesh Lilmod Mizeh, Kam Linyan Erevin, Shein Lismoch Mishum Tzuras HaPesach Gefufi HaYotzei Min HaKoslim Mizovis L'Chazek HaBinyan T'lav L'Hochi Avidi Rako Zbichizek HaBinyan. Because if you have pieces protruding, that's part of the binyan. That's not a Yeah. So he says that, therefore, that wouldn't be a good Tzuras HaPesach and wouldn't be a good mezuzah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a parish, Maseches Mezuzah, where he wants to claim a different pshat in the Ritva. I'll tell you outside, then we'll see it inside. He says like this: Bimei Chazal, so a lot of times you had an opening, and maybe the opening was even straight, not jutting in and jutting out, but it wasn't nikar that it was made l'shem HaPesach. It was just an opening. Maybe it wasn't necessarily nikar that it was made l'shem Pesach. It's just the two walls stopped. So he says, in that case, the Ritva says that you have to put a separate piece to show that it's l'shem Pesach. But it could be when it's nikar, like our opening is to live, go into our living rooms, a nikar that's l'shem Pesach. So even though it's not, even though you don't have those separate pieces, maybe nonetheless, it's still chayev, even within the Shitas HaRitva. I'll give you the exact line. Take a look at the bottom of page 8. Nearly he's tied to the time the Ritva. Yeah, go. He's quoting the Ritva. He keeps going. Close on the Ritva. Next page. At Tovla El of Opshita Shimiasa Pesach Gemura. Besofa Kol Shem Nikar Shu Pesach Einaf Kamin Im Eitz Omi Eved. Kol Shem Nikar Shu Pesach Gemura. Page 9. Right, the fourth line. In other words, the third line. She miyasa pesach gemura b'sofa kosel. In other words, here we make a pesach gemura. No one is doubting that just stam an opening. What?
Why is
no, there it was just like two walls. It didn't look like it was. It was.
We didn't have a separate piece of the crossover, but two walls.
What? Right, but in other words, we don't have a separate piece, and yet it's still nikar that it's l'shem Pesach. No, over here, I'm talking about in the archways. The way I'm understanding what he's saying is, he feels that the Ritva would be mechayev our doorways, also, even according to the Ritva, because he thought that maybe the requirement of a separate piece is not halacha l'moshe b'sinai. You need to say, maybe you could, in other words, Pashto says you learned the Ritva, that's a requirement. Just like there's a requirement to have this, the requirement to have that, this is a requirement that you need a separate piece. If there's no separate piece, that's not, and he thought that the separate piece is only to take a situation where it doesn't necessarily look that it's made l'shem Pesach, and to make it look like it's L'Shem Pesach. But if it's clear that it's L'Shem Pesach even without the separate piece, maybe even the Ritva would be molded. That's what he's saying. In other words, over there, two walls are coming to an end. Right. Right, but here ours is plastered in a certain way. There it just looked like two walls stopped. Maybe it looked like someone just broke down the thing in the middle. That the it doesn't. It looks like just two walls. Here bricks here. The bricks end here, and it doesn't. Well, our walls are fashioned. Theirs was just like looking like two breaks. So maybe if it looks like two breaks, so it doesn't necessarily look that it was made l'shem Pesach. Maybe just somebody knocked it down, So therefore, to make it look like it's a l'shem Pesach, you put up the two corners. That's a, but okay. I'm not saying that muchrach. We have to say that. That's what he suggests. Yeah. Okay. Oh, maybe. Right, so that's the question. In other words, is though the like the Rav Soloveitchik school of thought is that you need those. So it could be, you know, if he's Rav Soloveitchik is right in the Rambam and this, there's a, you know, especially by rented apartments where anyway the whole chiyuv is only the Rabbanon. You know, Rabbi Kivega has a comment that a rented apartment and you don't have a door, so you say Savik the Rabbanon Lakula. Right, but we've passed Mika Din that renting is only the Rabbanon. So here, one second, there's another sniff. Here's another sniff to be Mako. That in other words, in the rented apartments where you have the archways, so first they're only rented, it's only the Rabbanon, and they don't have a door, so according to the Rambam, they're Potel Lagamri. And here you have another tzad. If you assume that like the Ritva, that you need a separate post, and you say that applies even Bizman Azeh, so that's what more. Rav Soloveitchik was making even in the house that he owned, the way I was told, where there's a real Chiyuv Daraisa. In other words, he held it's not Shtei Mezuzos U'Mashkof. That was only on the doors that Mamish had the molding. So he didn't put up. He was ish halacha, halachic man. So if halacha doesn't require it, it doesn't require it. We're not here to. Rav Hoffman, have you heard anything on this? No. I'm sure Rav Aaron would put it on, no? Yeah. But, yeah. Now, let's see a couple of more sources. We're running a little behind. There's a famous, there's a Yerushalmi that also implies that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be made L'shem Tzuras HaPesach. Yerushalmi says in Erevin, Amar Rabba Bar Mamel, Metropolis Shebekromim also L'taltal Tachtem Yivnei Shem Sof Tikra Vein Sof Tikra Matzil Mishum Peya. Amar Pinchas also uved the commander of Yirmi Barba Umdin Valeim Arba Pitstalios Vihitil Kaltal Mishum Peya. So the question that the Yerushalmi has is if you have like the end of the sukkah, say you have a sukkah that is is like say you have two walls of the sukkah, and now you need a third wall, and you have, in other words, you have four poles, and you have four poles, and the schach. So should we view that you have two walls, and now you need another wall? So maybe you should view the schach as a kon al gabehem for the two walls, for the two poles. So say you have two full walls and now you need in the third, and now you have two amudim on the corners, and you don't have a wall, you don't have a tzuras HaPesach. Well, in other words, to let the schach itself be the kon al gabehem. So the Yerushalmi says, ein sof schach matzil besukkah. Since it's not made lekan, it wasn't made to be tzuras haPesach. Here you just put the schach not b'toras Pesach but b'toras schach. So you can't use the top of the schach to be a tzuras haPesach. That's the way the Korban Eidah learns. The Pnei Moshe has a totally different shot. Al Pitikra, he's not working al tzuras haPesach. So this Yerushalmi is an often quoted Yerushalmi that the schach cannot count towards a tzuras haPesach. So, right. So this is that same school of thought. In that same school of thought of the that you need osui l'shem kach, or you need a separate pole, etc. Right. Now the Mordechai seems to argue with this, because the Mordechai says in the second arrow, whereas in a case, right, in other words, some sheet to say you need two full walls, and the third wall could be a tefach, and on that tefach you have to have a tzuras haPesach also. So the question is, do you need a separate tzuras haPesach, or do we say maybe if you have a tefach, is count as a kana, and then you have the pole, maybe that's counting as two konas. So the Mordechai says that imagiim hakonim ha'umdim l'tzuras haPesach ad l'schach afal pi she'in kana al gabeim kosher. That you can count the tefach with the kana and to be the konim min atzad, and the schach to be a kana al gabeim. And it's not pischei shimoi, because you have a roof and you have a thing like that. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch on page 12. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Defanos hasukim yehayu shtayim zu etzel zukim min gem." Also, dofen sheish baruch vo yoser al tefach umamido pochos misholosh, right? The yamid kane keneged also tefach v'yaser latzuras haPesach. And it doesn't have to be nogeya, but the Ramos says, "If a tefach v'akana magia l'schach, ain't tzarach kana al gabeim." Dr. Ramos. So frek the Magen Avraham, beis tzarachian the dofen my boy hocha da kana shal gabav munach al tefach v'akana shekenegdo. Chaimu b'mordechai behedya mikol mokum tzarachian. The Yerushalmi says that the schach doesn't count. In Kain Hech Matir Mordechai. The Tzarchian. Tzarchian on the Mordechai. He says, Lachen Yesh Lachmir. So the Mogan, that's the Mogan of Rome's Kasha on the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, if the Tefach and the Kon and the Kona on the corner and the Tefach go up to the schach, so that's Yetzuras HaPesach. But Ribbono Shel Olam, the Rishalmi says that the schach can't count because that's not l'shem tzuras haPesach. That's l'shem schach. So he says, so he doesn't like it. L'chein yesh l'hachmir. So we'll have to see what the answer is to that. Then there's another Ramah and Mogen Avraham, page 13. The Ramah and the Mogen, the Ramah is talking about a case where you have a awning in front of your house. So say the awning in front of your house, it's coming out of the house, and then there are two poles holding it up. So you have an awning coming out of the house and two poles holding it up. Let's see that in the Ramah. Yeah. The Ramah says, "Mutu we can." Shtei mechitzas min atzdodim. Rechav marba. Okay. Af mishen gav vazor mi ozel hachnis. Tein im tikur rechav harbe. Ve'en la mechitzas min atzdodim. Dina kir shushal faneha. So if you have a tikra that there's no mechitzas, so then it's not a rishus hayachid. It's not a rishus hayachid. So what do you do? So the Magen Avraham quotes a Maril. Take a look in the Maril, next page. Gam ishori latal tal tachas hagag hayotzi lemerachok lefnei habayis. In other words, you have a awning in front of your house. So Mariel says, well, but how many walls does it have? So if it already has three mechitzas, two mechitzas plus the house, it's a ches. So then you could say pitikra on the revius, right? Provided that it's straight. But then he says, Rabbeinu Hananel's shita is that even, right, we discussed the three shitas. One shita says once you have an L, then you say pitikra on the third and the fourth. The Rambam and the Rif say you need a ches, and then you say pitikra on the fourth. Rabbeinu Hananel says that even if you have a ches, you need a little bit on the fourth ruach. If there's a little bit on both sides of the fourth ruach, then you'll say it. So here the problem was, there wasn't a little bit on both sides of the fourth ruach. So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the Maril was worried, you can't say pitikra. So says the Maril, so what should you do? So make your din, you know, you have a pitikra according to most Rishonim. So what you do is you take Sid and paint it on the poles, and now you'll have a Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, you know, till now you had the poles holding up the right, so that wasn't good because those were lachzuke tikra, or you didn't have, maybe you didn't have poles over there. So what you do is paint lachis. So this way you'll have a tzuras pesach on the ruach revis. Or if you need to paint further in by the house, if there's no poles there, paint on the house, and then underneath the awning you'll have a strip on one side and a strip on the other side, and that'll be the Tzuras HaPesach. So the question that they ask on this Magen Avraham is the same thing. But isn't it again, whatever the Magen Avraham asked on the it's against the Yerushalmi. That same Yerushalmi. So one basic answer, there are two basic answers that people try to give, we'll see. In the case of the Maril anyway, it was only Lechumra, Baalma. In other words, according to most Shitas, you already had your Pitikra. So Lechumra, Baalma, they put a thing, so even though Taki, you were using the roof as your Kan Al Gabayim, since it was only Lechumra, that was okay. And the other possibility that people give is that maybe lachzuke tikra, and this you have to be done on, maybe lachzuke tikra is only said when the whole Tzuras HaPesach was done for a different purpose. But if part of it was done l'shem Tzuras HaPesach, in other words, it was a Tzuras HaPesach that was partly already pre-existing, in other words, you're using some pre-existing things, and you're using some new things. What? Right. So there was Pashup Shad, what do we say, every single part of the Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach has three components, Kanamikan, and Kanal Gabeim. And the Magen Avraham writes in page 15 when he discusses that, this idea of the Chumra. In other words, he has here in Shin Samach Gimel, he discusses that question. You see, that's the teretz that he gives for the din in sukkah. Whereas in the sukkah case, there was for the case of the Mordechai, he's answering up now. Now, there's a case in the Mordechai, really, meikir din, you have two mechitzas, and you have a tefach, that's good enough. Shtayim kil chasam, shlish shafil tefach. This added thing that you need at Tzuras HaPesach, maybe is only l'chumra ba'alma. So l'chumra ba'alma, that Tzuras HaPesach could be a shvach at Tzuras HaPesach, that's lach zuke tikra. Now, so now let's see Lemaisa, how the poskim put this into use. So the big shaila that the poskim always had, and we discussed the shaila in the past, is can you use the telephone poles as a tzuras haPesach? So we discussed it from the perspective of min hatzad, right? That some of them are min hatzad, and then we had the discussion, you know, because it's not al gabeim, it's min hatzad. So can you rectify it, or maybe it's not min hatzad, or is min hatzad really a psul? That was this discussion we had in the past. But today, we're going to have a different discussion, that maybe all these things are no good, because they're all considered lachzuke tikra. Meaning, even though some of them are mamish lachzuke tikra, or maybe lachzuke tikra is just another way of saying that it was not made l'shem ha-pesach. So, Yeshua's Malko writes, Bedover ha-telegraph, right, those were the telegraph poles, Im lismach aleim lodun kitzuras ha-pesach, kachos ha-magad Avram, whom Yerushalmi, the Rogan quotes the Yerushalmi, then Hilchas Sukkah, Tzuras ha-pesach sorach dakti she-yase l'shem tzuras ha-pesach. Ba'avol gav de-belechi omein me'elav kaim lan ka ba'aye, that it's good. Tzuras ha-mechaz sorach she-yase l'shem tzuras ha-pesach. Etc. So therefore, hitain is that it's no good, even if it's al-gabeya. In other words, it's no good for a separate reason. And the Torah's Chesed, on page 17 as well, has a whole discussion here. He quotes the Rishalmi in the fourth column, and he says, no, this is a Tzuras HaPesach. That's what he just said, that even though we paskel like Abaye, but Tzuras HaPesach maybe is different. And he's learning that out from the concept of that Gemara of Lachzuke Tikra. So he wants to say a little bit different in the fourth column. The Yeshlom, second line in the fourth column, page 17. That's why I keep telling you, Yichiel, that it's a mechitza ma'alya, but in other words, the shame, the first it starts as a Pesach, and that gives it a din mechitza. So Yeshlom Adavka will be in a shame nikr, she nasel the shame Pesach, because mokom yadur, she nasel the Indian acher, modidon. Shell, what's the Shin Yud? Shvus Yaakov, right. The Shvus Yaakov's case. Shadasa lechizaka kosel, okay, Gavna, Gamke Elov Shem Tor, the Torah's Pesachlal. Yagavna Elo Gamke Hashiv's Pesach. Kumod the Kaimel and Kaylin in Mezuzah. Tachsadra Peturman and Mezuzah. So it's dafka done for something else. That's not a tzuras haPesach, because it's done for something else. So the Torah's Chesed also eliminates any possibility of using the telephone pole for a tzuras haPesach. No, he's saying even if it's not holding something up. There was a telephone pole is made for some other purpose than a Pesach. It just happens to, by default, it comes out that it looks like a Pesach. But it's not made l'shem Pesach. And fakir, it's made for some other purpose. And one of the main rayas that he brings is the sugya of achsadra bibika. Because what's achsadra bibika? You had four poles and a top, right? And then the question, how many mechitzas you had? And what's the whole deen in the Gemara? Whether you say pitikra or you don't say pitikra. So the question is, what do you need pitikra for? Tepukle, that it's a tzuras haPesach. right? In other words, let the tikra be the kanal gabayim and the four amudim be respective tzuras ha-pesach. So you see from here, that's only a din derabbanan that you need to urine. You see from here that that's what the Torah's chesed said, that it wasn't made for that. It wasn't made for a Pesach. It was made to hold up the thing, and not as a Pesach. It was made to just to be able to sit underneath, but not as a shame Pesach. No, in other words, you can get in. In other words, sometimes you make a Pesach to get in, and sometimes it's just open. That's not called a Pesach. That's not called Pesach. That means it's open for me to get in. That doesn't necessarily mean that's called a Pesach.
I understand, but I'm saying in that case, instead of making a little Pesach, you let that whole thing open.
So the question is, why is it, in other words, and the Torah's Chesed said, based on the Yerushalmi, we understand very well, that wasn't made the Pesach, it was made as a, for shade, or whatever it was made for shade. So therefore it was made for an Inyan Acher. So therefore, hu adinami, says the Torah's Chesed, that all the telephone poles, even if it's al gabeim, are no good. And it's not going to help necessarily that you want to. So maybe you want to tell me if you knock in two lechis on the bottom, so at least those lechis. But that's assuming that you don't need the whole thing to, you know. So we'll see in the Sefer Nesivos HaShabbos later in the packet. Wanted to say that maybe the din of Lachzuki Tikra is only if the whole thing was Lachzuki Tikra. Now it's no good. But if you have part of it, but okay, that'll help in the cases where, I mean, assuming he's right. It's not halachah l'moshe m'sinai that teretz is, you know. Oh, it's a Yerushalmi, and it's a Gemara like Zuki Tikra. It's a heavy stuff. Heavy stuff, man.
I'm not saying Rashi's interpretation of that
last
Zuki Tikra was
heavy stuff. Pnei Moshe has a different shot in the Yerushalmi, true. But then you have to understand what Lach Zuki Tikra is. So the Shvus Yaakov here has a piece that, you know, the Tzuras HaPesach needs to be nikar. He quotes a Rashba that even though lechi is a shayla, he says nearly the ikkar is given a quotes the Magen Mishnah Shevei Rashi. You only the Korah Omedes Meileha is Lekulei Alma is no good because it's the Lashum Heker. In other words, Rashi Kor says Machlok is only by Lechi Omed Meileha. Korah Omed Meileha, and that's Zirek Tia, the Magen Mishnah quoting that Rashi Kor. Yes, so one second, what does he say? Yes, so it's supposed to be Mechim to war. We came into Mishum Mechitza, I feel Menos Olema, and he can't chashash, so it's supposed to be Mechitza, I'm Pesula. Yeah, the Vada Mikoch, yeah, is no good. Near the Yotzim, he says, "Come Ayn Shapir near the Yotzim." Came into the Hashem on the Yotzim, Chevel Amal of a Sid, Mochi Mekanu, a Sid, whom he should Tzuras HaPesach for them. Tzuras HaPesach, that Mishum Mechitza, Gmajinim. Says, "Where we came into Mishum Mechitza, I feel Omer Melam Hani, Vein Kan Chashash." Came into Tzuras HaPesach, so Omer Atzad Psula. And here he made it good. The Vada we call Chodz Akadchik, we call Sol Kosas, Havi Kabunach Halachi. Calls it really portion. So he's saying it's good.
Right,
he's saying it's good. Well, here, let's see his case. Behetushan osim leinian erev, tainu lechem mikan, lechem mikan, like they sid. mal makom kora. If nasa kora l'mal me'elav below kiven rak a kora nismach v'nidcha mikosel zel kosel zachash. Then you lechi, yeah. So what happened? In other words, the kora was there already, and now you want to paint two lechis underneath. So he said the kora, the Taurus kora, is not good because it was me'eleha. So it's no good. But here what? Came in the hush on Osim Chevel Amala Vesid. Did they put a new Chevel up or no? He says he seems to say that Tzuras HaPesach is a separate halacha, doesn't need Heker. And it's good. What about that Gemara of Lachzuke Tikra? So maybe that's only.
Maybe he says this part,
or
the partial thing.
Maybe he says the word the partial thing. He quotes in the Sefer Yad David, the next page, Rav David Zinsheim. That is very close to the Sefer. He was part of the. Right, Rabbi Hoffman, he was part of Napoleon's. He was the head of Napoleon's Sanhedrin. Napoleon made a Sanhedrin for whatever reason, and David Zinsheim is the head of the Sanhedrin. So he quotes the Shvus Yaakov. Right, and he says that, and Rav Yad David says no good. He quotes the Shvus Yaakov, the bottom line, and he says Matzasi Ksav Al Gilio Miksav Yad Harav Yehuda Miller. Ain lismach al svar kazeh lifsof neged a magen mishnah v'rash, but vaday tzuras pesach mohavi mechitza mamish, rak the heker mashvei k'mechitza. Tzuras pesach havi heker, mashe ain kain bekor mikosol lekosol lo heker klal. Vaday should be very, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, if I have to think about it. Now, there is another. Now, a pshat. And this, Rav Shechta holds this way, but then I found that this is in the Nefesh Chaya. Because Rav Shechta writes in a letter to Rav Kasher, you know, about the bridges, the Tzuras HaPesach, I think I have it here in the packet, that all the bridges is Lachzuke Tikra. Right? In other words, the Tzuras HaPesach on the bridge is Lachzuke Tikra. Also, what is he using the telephone poles? Here, like in the Erev here, we use the telephone poles. Or we use them as the lechis. Right, but sometimes we just use the. Yeah. Goes from one pole to another pole. You ever see those poles outside? Right? Or in camp, what we do is, you know, the tennis courts. So what do they have, tennis courts? They have fences around them. But in each corner is a pole, right? In each of the four corners of the basketball court is a pole. And the the metal mechitza goes from one pole to the other pole. It surrounds the court, or at least on three sides. So a lot of times what we would do for a good free lechi is to use one of those poles on top and put the string on top of that pole, and this way we have a built-in great lechi. But l'chora, that's the shayla of achzuki tikra, because what's the purpose of that pole there? The purpose of that pole... The vertical pole is holding up the fence. So that's mamish lachzuke tikra. So Rav Shechta would say, you can't use it. That the Erev is no good. Because it's lachzuke tikra. Yeah, it wasn't into the partial business. Oh, so how come he's matir what? The telephone poles? Or the light poles, if it's al-gabayim. I wanted to say it's no good. So he set up shot, and then years later, then I found quoted that the Nefesh Chai says this. That I don't think he was saying from the Nefesh Chai. He was saying on a Misvara delay. The following chiluk. That if the Kona Mikan or Kona Bogebeim is part of another structure, like it's here, by the basketball thing, the Kona Mitzideim was part of the wall. It was holding up the wall. So that you can't use for it. So that if you want to make a lechi, you have to have a separate piece of wood. That doesn't count towards the lechi. That's lachzuki tikra. But if the whole structure is just a tzuras ha-pesach, and it's not, in other words, even if it wasn't made l'shem tzuras ha-pesach, but the whole, it's not holding up anything else. This structure looks like a tzuras ha-pesach without holding up anything else. It's not part of a building or part of a this or part of a that. Then maybe that is considered, and that's not called lachzuki tikra. Lachzuki tikra chotch doesn't necessarily mean it has to be l'shem kutsh brichu that was made l'shem tzuras ha-pesach. It's enough to that it wasn't made, but it can't be part of it. At least it has to be nikar. So if it's part of another structure, then no good. If it's like the light things, so inochanami, it wasn't made for a Pesach, it was made for the light, for the light wires, but there's nothing else there but a kon mikan al gabeya. So that's what the Nefesh Chaya wants to suggest on page 20. Here, so he says, so l'chora it's a good raya. Because what do you need the whole discussion of pitikra yorv is so same if you have a tzuras ha-pesach? So therefore, you want to say if it's not done l'shem, it's no good. So he says, you're right. But I still think the telegraphs are good. Why? So the second arrow. Achecha she'en kan rak tzuras ha-pesach levado. Heim bekanim shel mal, heim bekanim shel mata. Af shelo nasel tzuras ha-pesach levado mahani. So that's his. In other words, the Yeshua's Malko said it has to be l'shem tzuras ha-pesach, or else that's called lachzuki tikra. And then you have the others that say that it could even be. Maybe the Shavuos Yaakov would hold like that, maybe, or whatever, that it, as long as it looks like man, maybe it's only a din in Hilchas Mezuzah v'chule. But the Nefesh Chaya says no, you don't need necessarily the main L'shem Yichud of a Tzuras HaPesach, but he still says there's a din in Lachzuki Tikra, so he makes this Pshara, which Rav Shechta subscribes to, namely, that if it's the whole thing is just a Tzuras HaPesach, like the light thing, it's the whole thing is just the Tzuras HaPesach, even though it wasn't made l'shem Tzuras HaPesach. I guess one is more nicker and one is less nicker. Nicker that it's a Pesach. Nicker that it's a Pesach. In other words, well, you could say that there's no room to have this middle thing. That manavshach, either you go all the way or you're all or nothing. The Ragachov also has a very interesting tshuva. The Ragachov's tshuvas are always exciting. It's always exciting to read. That's one of the most exciting things in life is to read tshuvas on the Ragachov. Because the Ragachov was unbelievable. The Ragachov, you know, Ragachov paskin lemaisa. It wasn't just a pilpul. Whenever he wrote a tshuva, he was writing a tshuva to Rabbanim who were asking him shailas. And the Ragachov would not quote anything past the Rambam v'Nosei Kalef. In other words, his tshuvas were based on Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Rambam, v'Nosei Kalef. No Beis Yosef, no Magen Avraham, no Taya. He stopped by the Rambam, v'Nosei Kalef. That's as latest as he would go. And he paskin b'chol haTorah kula. So he says, Al dash eiloso, v'var tikin ha'irvin, the ear lodge, him lismach al chutei telegraph, v'vadei delo mahani. For of Iker get a Pesach Uraka Osoy Bahnis Lahotzi. You know, the Ragachov was known, you see, if you have that way of Pesach, then you have to make interesting sushtels. In other words, he could quote you a Gemara and Hilchas and Nagayim and this and that and make some and learn out a concept from there. He was very conceptual. He says, hey, so you read it, it's fascinating. He says, Hekha the Osu Ladover Akher Vaday Lo Mahani Bulomasa Hamavatla. And then he gives you other two shtels in Shas, by other areas where this principle exists. So he's, and then you look on page 25, that's the where in the footnote in the Sivas Shabbos, that's where he discusses the chiluk between if the whole thing is made. He says, "Adayin chaser tikkun kigon shechaser kana b'tzad sheni." So then the kuli alma moel. That's what he wants to claim. You can think about it. Whereas he's the one in the footnote here on page 25 to say that Tzuki Tikkun is only a problem if the whole, all three parts of Yetzirus HaPesach were made for a different purpose. Okay, you're not gonna have me. Now, the Chazon Ish has another way of dealing with this. Chazon Ish, look first for a second in the second arrow. Page 26. He has a whole different shita in Judaism. We've got to be this whole discussion. He writes in the second arrow, "Min ha'omer nilmad amudei telegraph v'chutz al gabeim efshar lismach aleim mishum tzuras ha'pesach." He's for the telegraph. But his shita, basically, in a nutshell, is if you were so mechalov me'esmol, so even if, in other words, if you were so mechalov me'esmol, so then, in other words, before Shabbos, you had kavana that you're going to use this telephone pole l'shem tzuras ha'pesach, then it's good. And l'chora, anything that has the configuration of a tzuras ha'pesach, even if it's lachzuki tikra, if you were so mechalov me'esmol, it's good. That's his. Oh, so then he says, so what's pshat? So he says, vaposlim, the third arrow, mevim raya from achsadra bebika. But what about the Gemara of achsadra bebika? Right? The achsadra bebika case is lechora. Why isn't that no good? So he says, in a chanami, the reason why it's no good is because. No, but it's Tzuras HaPesach, it should be good. There was, the whole Gemara was pilpulling P'tikra yes, P'tikra no. So the kasha that everyone asks is, what about Tzuras HaPesach? So if you hold Achzuki Tikra, Achzuki Tikra is no good, and that's the answer that Feshchai gave and the other gave, but he's saying that even the Achzuki Tikra could be good, so why wasn't it good? So he says, L'ayri b'daitel l'shtamish b'tzuras HaPesach b'shvil t'il b'shabbos, al Akroi, who wrote Zot Tata. In other words, in the middle of Shabbos, He wasn't so mechalov. In the middle of Shabbos, Bakrai Ba'alma, he comes up with this good idea. Let's be, it's in a Kimta in the Gemara. And the Yerushalmis. So he talks about the Yerushalmis. Take a look. He definitely addresses it. You'll look at the paragraph Hagra. He talks about. You'll take a look. Yeah. Maybe there are limitations in his vocabulary as well. Then there's another question of the bridge. This was the bridge question. Now, the bridge question has two questions here. Take a look. Rabbi Beckhoffer provides nice pictures here on page 32. So there's a discussion. In other words, till now we were talking about the Tzuras HaPesach on top of the bridge. But let the bridge itself be a Tzuras HaPesach. Right? Can you use the bridge? So that was the discussion in the Lower East Side on page 30. the question about the L. In other words, that was the discussion. When they were using the L on the Lower East Side, were they using it b'toras p'tikra, or they were using it b'toras tzuras ha-pesach? So that's what he writes on page 30. As we have already mentioned, the Sherpser Rav formulated his position based on the following scenario. Lower East Side was surrounded on three sides by the walls in front of the East River, and on the fourth side, the 3rd Avenue elevated train line. The elevated train line may look like a classic tzuras ha-pesach. We say that the support beams is l'chayayim and the overhead train tracks as the mashkov. So the Shari Mitzvah B'Halacha quotes such an approach in the name of the Evan Yekara, which I xeroxed here. It's interesting, it's fascinating that the Evan Yekara's tshuva on page 28, where he says that the bridge itself could be a tzuras ha-pesach, was written to Reb Chaim Michernovitz. That's the Be'er Mayim Chaim, right? Chaim Michernovitz, right, that's who he's writing the tshuva to, which is damn interesting. And the Shem Mitzvot of Halach himself, however, based on the Magad Avraham, takes the issue with Evan Yekara, door frame is distinct from the world, etc. That certainly is Lachzuke Tikra, and that's the question whether that would be good or not. So Lemaisa, Minag Olam is to rely on, if they can, people do rely on the at least the separate. Some people oblivious to Lachzuki Tikra. Either, you know, you've somech on this idea of somech lo mibod yom, or something like that.
So. Tachem
Achitzus. Right, so that's the question of, to what degree. So that's what works with good with the Chazon Ish. If there's a Somach Alav, so at least something. So this is the discussion. So people, throughout the generations, people have used the light poles as Tzuras HaPesach. You see, for most of the discussion, it was only a discussion of is it Menatzar or not. This was a secondary discussion. But for some people, it was the primary discussion. Right, it was the primary discussion, and then we don't have to discuss whether Menatzar or not, because it's irrelevant. It's already, it's all Lachzuke Tikra. And then we had some fascinating discussion about the Mezuzah, the Machlokas Rashi and the Ritva, whether you need a separate post or not, maybe nafkamina for all. And therefore, according to the Ritva, it comes out that the Gemara of Kippur, you have to say that there was a separate post there. Okay? You have to say there was a separate post there. Right. Right, that's a discussion we'll have maybe in the next packet or something. Okay, Rabosai, we're going to have a mincha now. Bezer Hashem, next week will be the last week, but we have still some stuff to. So we're going to try to Monday to double up on Monday, even though I know 11. Let's have one share at 11. And then, one share at 11, then till 12 or 12:15, and then have the break for lunch. And then come back at 1. So this way, on Monday, at least we'll get in those Shia 20 and 21, Bez Hashem. And then Tuesday's a time, so we'll have Shia, we'll see if we'll double.